True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, Dukes and Bell are out of the studio and out of the state.
As they pack up the show and head up north to the Chattanooga location of Twin Peaks.
Tune in or listen in on the Odyssey app.
As the guys talk dogs, Falcons, Atlanta sports, and more. Ahead of a busy college football weekend.
Dukes and Bell are on
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today, Mike, we are in Chattanooga right here off the exit. And what's the exit? East Ridge?
Exit number one. The first exit, man, you get into Tennessee. So it's Dukes and Bell time in Tennessee.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, we're at Twin Peaks, East Ridge, man, just outside Chattanooga. So for folks that are making the traffic, I got to be honest, Carl, was not too bad today.
No, not at all.
But anyway, let's get back to the opening.
We will. I just wanted to let people know we are here. So for those who are in our audience, by the way, this is an unbelievable build out. We're going to tell you more about it, but people are looking at us like, who the hell are these guys? We're Dukes and Bell from 92.9 The Game. Hi, we're in Atlanta. Atlanta! What's going on? We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out on a Friday. We got a lot to chop up, guys. This game between Georgia and Tennessee is huge, and it feels big, Mike. And, you know, on my way up here, I saw Georgia fans, you know, with the tags and the flags. Right. I saw Tennessee fans. And there are a lot of Tennessee fans, obviously, here in this area. But it's a big game. We got Georgia Tech playing Clemson, which is a huge game. College football feels like it's going to be another huge weekend, and we got to talk about those games. But last night, I want to start here real quick because we talked about yesterday on the show what it might take to slow down Jaden Daniels. And the Packers last night, if you didn't see it, Thursday night football, first of all, they looked the part, guys. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to the Super Bowl and all this stuff. You know, last night they made a big deal out of Jordan Love being 27 years old, and the last two guys that took this team to the Super Bowl were both 27 years
old.
They
went back and found that Bart Starr was 27 for his first national, his first championship in the NFL. It was just the NFL. It was the old NFC.
Correct.
But it's interesting. You're right. And then you add a guy like in the comparisons. Now, I'm not going to go as far as Reggie White to Micah Parsons, but Micah Parsons is that force multiplier. And, you know, we talked about the stats, Carl. What does it mean when you don't get the sacks? That's the guy who did affect and created a lot of bad throws from, let's be honest, from Jaden Daniels last night for the Commanders.
They had nobody that could block him. And Laremy Tunsil's not a chump. He is an all-pro tackle himself, and it felt like he was playing against nobody last night. I just say that to get back to our defense, Mike. In the Vikings game on Sunday night, we have to have a better performance at getting after the quarterback, specifically J.J. McCarthy. And last night you watched that Packer defense. It's impressive. I saw it in week one, and everybody said, well, the Giants aren't any good. They turned right back around and did it to the Commanders, who are supposed to be really good. I feel like that is going to be the key Sunday for us. Everybody's worried about the offense and can we run the ball. Like, for me, can we do some of that against J.J. McCarthy to make him so uncomfortable? Last night, Jaden was not comfortable, guys. He did not look like the Jaden Daniels from last season.
And I'm kind of wondering, you know, watching the game last night, Cliff Kingsbury is a pretty sharp guy. Why don't you start doing some design runs? I mean, like I know you said it. You can't, you know, get killed out there, but you got to pick your spots. But I just felt at times that offense, you needed to kind of shake things up and loosen things up because the Packers are just basically teeing off on
They were.
I would have run some design draws and more than they did and just try to get him out in space and create and maybe some bootlegs, something to get him out where maybe somebody misses and Jaden Daniels can pick up 15 or 20 yards. He was pedestrian. He looked like almost like a rookie. There's nothing, no juice about Jaden Daniels, save for late in the game when they scored too little too late.
Yeah, I think that game plan, and again, everybody doesn't have what Green Bay has, but you see the game plan against Jaden Daniels. Remember last year, nobody had the book on him. Everybody was shocked, and look how good he is. You're playing the NFL, people are going to figure you out a little bit more, and that's what you saw with Green Bay. I don't know if we'll be able to do that in a few weeks, Mike, when we see them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but I thought it was fascinating. Because Green Bay and that defense is going to have them in a lot of games. Let's hope we can do that Sunday. Shifting gears, guys. Jeff Olbrich spoke to the media. Jesse Bates as well, our all-pro safety, talking about this weekend. And, you know, one of the things that they were talking about is those missed opportunities, Mike. You said it. Interceptions, getting guys on the ground, the Baker stuff. It is what it is, right? You had Baker, but you didn't have him. And I just want you to hear Olbrich talk about this because everybody this week we spoke to, from Divine Diablo. To Coach Raheem Morris, everybody's talking about the same things. We missed too many opportunities in the Tampa game. We can't do that on Sunday night. Here's Jeff Olbrich, our defensive coordinator.
Last week's game, you know, after the week of prep that we had, it was validation, I think, in our process and what we're trying to get accomplished. Just like you said, a lot of missed opportunities, you know, turnovers, sacks, and there was other stuff out there that we need to clean up. And that's going to come. Not that we'll ever accept that, but, you know, first year in a system, you know, there's going to be a little bit of bump in the roads and there's going to be growth opportunities, which we had last week. And so just keep working. But I felt like great belief from this group in what we're doing, how we're doing it.
Well, I think everybody's buying in, Mike. But as Jeff is talking about, he installs this new system. It's not the same defense we were running last year. There are some tweaks, some similarities, but it's different. And he's saying, look, there are going to be some bumps in the road. I get that. But that doesn't mean when you got a guy in your grasp that you don't make a play. It doesn't mean when the football is thrown to you that you don't pick it off. So I get those things, but I do think the team is buying in defensively, and I do think they're going to continue to grow and get better. But from an edge rush standpoint, you saw how Green Bay looked last night, and I keep going back to this. That's what we've got to get to, Mike, if we're going to have real impact on the quarterback.
Yeah, man, this team has got to get there, man. We talked about last night watching Micah Parsons and that whole defensive line and all the things we talked about. Same thing with J.J. McCarthy. The Bears, they made him look like a knucklehead for basically three quarters, and all of a sudden things started to click. Now, can we get to J.J. McCarthy? Are we going to have to dial up more blitzes? How are our young defensive guys on the back end going to step up? I'd love to see Bowman, and we talked about this, Coach brought up with us on Wednesday. You got to make those picks. Kate Nellis got to make the pick. Bowman, those guys, you got to make that interception. So we're close. It's just week one, but we don't have the wiggle room that teams like the Chiefs are going up against the Eagles this week. Teams that have been there. The Commanders maybe had a schedule last year, but they've got a little bit of a track record. We haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years, so I'm not ready to give them the benefit of the doubt that some of our audience was yesterday.
404-726-0929. Guys, if you're heading this way and you're going to the Georgia-Tennessee game, on your way to Knoxville, stop in. Again, East Ridge exit. It's exit one. Stop.
Now, these dudes look like listeners.
Easy.
Are you guys not at you? Yeah, man, look at this.
Easy stuff.
Hey, man, we got listeners right here all off the jump.
And you make the turn, literally you exit and you follow the road. And Mike and I were just talking about this. They built this area up since the last time we were here, man.
Bunch of restaurants, and if you get lucky, there's a Hampton Inn right across the street. Hey, I'm just saying. You never know.
Come on and join us. We'll be here until 6 today, and we will certainly get into Georgia, Tennessee. I think there are some key things that Kirby Smart does that always gives Tennessee problems. And I'm curious to see if Josh Heupel solves this. You remember we were talking last year, maybe even the last 2 years, we said Kirby had an Alabama problem. He
right.
couldn't beat Alabama, and specifically Nick Saban, right? And we said this, and then they went, and you saw what happened in that game where Carson Beck, you know, had a chance late and played better in the second half, but was a disaster. Josh Heupel has a Kirby Smart problem. He cannot be Kirby. And at some point, Mike, you gotta find a way to overcome that. And Kirby's just been better in these games. Now, you can say his teams have been better, maybe. But even in the games,
oh, yeah, his teams are better.
Well, even when you felt like Tennessee's teams might show up and play much better than they actually showed out, it's just been coaching. It's been Kirby making the adjustments. So it's something we'll get into as we talk about this game.
You think of Tennessee as finesse, and you think of them as that offense that Josh Heupel wants to run, like super – let's be honest, like on steroids, super fast, boom, boom, boom. But their defense has gotten better, to your point. Herbie – early on had better talent and has been able – Josh Heupel has maybe closed the talent gap thanks to the transfer portal and other things. I think that Tennessee's defense is better than I think most Dog fans give him credit for this matchup.
It is. Look, we drafted a guy that was on their defense last year who, again, sorry, Mike, led the SEC in pressure rate, right? James Pierce Jr. was a guy right. that – you know, we talk about it like it's casual conversation, but he was really an impactful defensive player for them last year. It's not like they're not putting guys in the pros. I just think there are a few things that Kirby's done, and we'll get into it, that has given Josh Heupel problems, and I don't know if he's going to solve it on Saturday. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Mike, do we know what else happened last night?
You got your first win of the season.
Yes, I did, sir.
Yes, guys, make it up for Carl. He's
yes,
now 1-6.
I told you I was going to make it happen, and you were trying to goad me into it. Don't you want to take Green Bay? Don't you want Green Bay? Yes, I do. So I get one on the board. You lost last night, right?
I took the over, and I knew I was in trouble early on when there was just no scoring. And, Jade, unfortunately, if we're honest, we missed a couple of opportunities. When I say the royal we.
Yeah.
A couple of touchdowns early on for Jordan Love he didn't get. And he missed a couple of open throws. My wife's the eternal optimist. No, you can get this. I go, honey, if you're going to try to cover 50 points, you need 2 touchdowns each quarter. And you got to have 6 touchdowns and about 3 field goals. As a degenerate gambler, I know this math. So that was not happening last night. A flurry of scoring in the fourth quarter, but too little too late. So the under was the play, and Carl gets his first win. As the Packers move to 2-0, and everybody's saying, this team has got a lot of good things going. And remember, they may still do some more stuff at the trade deadline. Not like baseball, but they're pretty complete. I mean, what do you think they need? Maybe another wide receiver. I would try to trade for another wide receiver, even though they had some of its parts working last night.
They just drafted Matthew Golden, and he played sparingly. The guy that went down with the separated shoulder, they're going to insert Matthew Golden in there. He's going to get more run. They're deep. Look, the Packers have drafted well. Two things, man.
Their wide receiver core is the same amount of money, right, that Terry McLaurin is being paid right now.
Yes.
You can look it up.
Yes. They talked about it. I just feel like it goes kind of unsaid how well they've drafted. Even Jordan Love, they drafted and he's set. You think about the moves they've made. This is the Micah Parsons trade was the this gets us over the top. We've drafted. We've got a young – they got the youngest team guys in the NFL. Defense –
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is young, you saw it, and then we go get this piece. I don't know, Mike, if they need anything else.
Well, I'm just saying their receiver corps never stays healthy. That's my argument.
Well, look, injuries happen. Guys, last night, that was a freak thing, man. He gets jammed into the ground with his shoulder, and I didn't know how serious it was because he got up, and I was like, oh, it looks like he's going to be okay. And then he gets to the locker room, and they're like separated shoulder. I just feel like that team in the NFC right now, along with the Eagles, because whether the Eagles win or lose, guys, they're going to be there. They're just too deep, too good. I think those may be the two best teams right now when you start talking about the NFC.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.